Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of
Holy Zaida.
It's Johnny Davis and Dio.
Wow.
Dio. Holy Diver is the original song, which I totally knew and did not just have to listen to that song.
Got Ronnie James Dio over here.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you were saying before we recorded, you could like hear young Jack Black. Like,
just being irreversibly, his brain matter being reformed from listening to Dio, because everything. Yeah. But I mean, you know, there were plenty of singers like that from them. But there's, yeah. I was like, damn, Jack Black's killing the Dio.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I am Jack O'Brien, not Black. You are Miles.
Not Black, but Gray.
Yeah.
Half Black, which gets you to Gray.
There it is. And we are here to tell you what is trending.
Mm-hmm.
Mushroom is trending. Is there like a soup recipe? What are we dealing with?
Yep.
Are people microdosing?
What's happening? It's it's what you imagine. Donald Trump is president and mushroom is trending, because that's what's happening.
Did he set off a nuclear explosion?
Well, no. You remember Stormy Daniels described the
toadstool-esque
form of president's
nether
parts. So Stephanie Grisham, former press secretary, has a book out, and like, it's the kind of book you're like, man, fuck it, you really just were like, fuck it, you just want to know some dumb shit. This is not really consequential, like they averted a nuclear war and shit. It's all stuff like, you know, there was a guy who they call the Music Man. Like, there are one handler of Trump's was designated Music Man. And that would be a person who would have to play his favorite show tunes, including Memory from Cats, to pull him from the brink of rage. This is what she's alleging in this book.
Serious?
Yes. There's also shit like,
would they like kind of stroke his forehead? Like, he would lay down on their lap and they would stroke his forehead while they played the song for him?
There is so much stuff. There was like, he was ogling staffers. Apparently the reason why the mushroom thing happened is that essentially he had like basically like called her from Air Force One to inform her that it wasn't true, that the mushroom allegation from Stormy Daniels. Like he called her to like, it's not true. It's not true at all. Just, you know, and it's like, okay, fool, like what? Then there's like another one where he like got tough with Putin, like in Japan, but he said before the, like before they went on camera, he apparently told Putin, allegedly said, I'm going to act a little tougher with you for a few minutes, but it's for the cameras. And after they leave, we'll talk. You understand? When he was like, don't meddle in the election. If you remember that thing that he said,
yeah,
that was for show. He hit a colonoscopy appointment because of his toxic masculinity. You can already imagine what he thought would happen if people knew.
Like, be good for people to see, like the half of the country that voted for him, that like, oh man, he does it. Like maybe I should do it too. Like probably would have been the one thing he did during his presidency that helped people the most. Letting them know that he got a colonoscopy.
Well, this was a thing where he took a weird trip to Walter Reed and everyone's like, uh-oh, daddy's brain's going or something's happening. He was getting a colonoscopy. I remember like this was like another one of those stories where they're like, what's he doing at Walter Reed? He was just hiding it because he didn't want to be the butt of the joke.
You are hiding a colonoscopy.
an appointment.
Yes. This feels like a book that was written after two glasses of wine, like that sort of just like messy ass gossip.
Yeah,
kind of. I do love it.
The other part is he used to cut his own hair.
I mean, that's like some.
They say cutting his own hair was just a big ass scissors. Quote: Trump carries around quote a huge pair of scissors that could probably cut a ribbon
like
at an opening
top style.
Yo, like you said. Huge, this is a direct quote from the book, a huge pair of scissors that could probably cut a ribbon at an opening of one of his properties. I think those are shears at that point.
Yeah. And he just uses like, it to cut his hair?
That's, I don't know. This is
truly amazing. This might be the first Trump book that I have to read since Fear by Bob Woodward. All right. Well, shout out to Stephanie Grisham.
Yeah,
I did
getting that
see
check.
The headline.
Just
yeah.
Bunch of people just grifting off of each other. And she's like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to say all this dumb shit that I saw.
Proving that I am a elder millennial, I saw the headline about a Grisham book. And I thought it was John. I was like, ooh, he's back with a legal thriller about Donald Trump's mushroom-shaped penis. All right. Lakers are trending because they are not fucking around this season, at least not when it comes to the vaccine. I have a feeling this has something to do with the leader of their team being the most powerful person in professional sports.
Yeah.
Frank Vogel. LeBron James. And I mean, I remember he was a little bit.
He's been cagey. Either.
He was like cagey
Nick.
About the.
Cagey like Nicholas.
Cagey like Nicholas when it came to the vaccine. Maybe that was just him, you know, knowing that if he just left it in a gray area for long enough, Kyrie would eventually be consumed by the darkness. But he now, the team is 100% vaxxed.
Yeah.
Which has to feel good as a Laker fan.
Yeah, I mean, I think especially when you look at other teams where people are like, I'm not doing it, or people are like, I need a religious exemption. They're like, nope.
Yeah. Okay. How about now?
I know, like, I was also reading a tweet from Arash Markazi. Shout out to him. We went to the same elementary school, now a great sports journalist at the LA Times. He was like pointing out a fact. He's like, despite that, he said, like, the sentiment around the team is like, not many people are really going to go out there full force and like do a PSA for this shit either.
Right.
So there's like this very weird, because you'd also hope that they could be like, yo, what the, like, come on, take the league with you. Be like, hey, come on, what the fuck are we doing here? Just get the jab. Here we go. But the only jab they're fucking with is a jab step, looks like.
That's right. It also, I do wonder if the not bringing the entire league along with them serves as somewhat of a competitive advantage.
Oh my God. Just a weird. Look, we won a bubble title. And then the next one was like, well, you know, like half the players like just didn't get on board with vaccines and you're playing very depleted squads.
Well, I mean, you know. I don't know. NBA heads, tell us what you think. I like that this is the third story in trending after Mushroom and Lakers. We have Julian Assange, because it has been revealed that the CIA was plotting to kidnap and assassinate Julian Assange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
rendition, do it all. Spy on him, the lawyers. I mean, yeah, whatever you think of Julian Assange, it just shows, like, this is what happens when you blow whistles and shit. The things right. that happen, and you know, it's a very similar pattern. But I mean, like with this one, this is a big, I think, thorn. I think Trump was like also very heavily featured in the discussions with the CIA as it related to this. So yeah, just a quick thing. Oh yeah, the CIA was just plotting to do that. Just so you know, that's happening.
Anyways, shout out to the CIA. I guess really
just doing the thing that most people don't realize. It's like, yeah, that's part of, you know, I mean, again, I think people have many different opinions on Julian Assange, but just looking very narrowly at the act of whistleblowing and then your life being in jeopardy or being put in jail or, you know, having your life ruined, like many countless others who have, you know, exposed things that the U.S. government was doing. Just that pattern that we have, I think, is something that I think Americans aren't fully grasping all the time.
Yep. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back, and the question is being asked whether the next 007 be a woman. And Daniel Craig has said it should not be a woman. The movie's producers also agree, but I don't know. It's,
I mean, yeah. Also, someone had a tweet who's like, why are we in the year 2021 fucking arguing about, like, trying to figure out who the next Bond is? It's like figuring out who the next Ironsides is going to be. And I was like, shit, yeah, that's kind of an interesting reference. But yeah, it's like, just fucking make a new story up. I think that's like the one thing these development people in the studios refuse to do is go, what about a new idea? What about a new set of ideas? Rather than relying on things that were like, well, if we just rinse this thing out and reuse it, then it will make X amount of dollars.
Right. Let's see. Misinformation on TikTok has gotten so bad that unpaid influencers are taking it upon themselves to fight back against it. TikTok really seems like it is poised to do a lot of damage out here because of just how completely frictionless it is. It like takes all the things that are, you know, the hiddenness, having a stream of media that is just like tailored specifically to you, and you don't know what other people are getting. You don't really even know what you're getting. It takes all of that and like kind of cranks it up. And the fact that there would be a lot of misinformation in there is not surprising, but it does seem pretty dangerous. So a report came out last month from the Institute of Strategic Dialogue suggesting that TikTok, which is now neck and neck with YouTube for watch time and absolutely destroying platforms like Instagram, is not doing enough to remove troubling content from the platform.
No. And it seems like when they do remove stuff, it's like things that are like have like some kind of like social justice bend or other things too. Like, well, don't show like police brutality stuff like on here too. Like this is to sort of keep people in a milky bath of not giving a fuck about anything except for what's happening on TikTok. But yeah, I can, constantly see, I mean, I always see like random TikToks being pulled, like in articles talking about, you know, extremism, and like, they're just there. They're not like captured, you know, for posterity clips. Like, no, that's still cooking on TikTok right now.
Yeah. Yeah. The study actually identified 312 videos promoting white supremacy, which was 30% of the sample of videos that they looked through.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not great. In fact, it's terrifying and very bad. And
do you think we'll ever, I mean, this is just like a stupid question, but I feel like is it possible we'll ever really arrive at that point where you go, all right, that's it, we got to unplug this shit.
I don't know.
But it's hard because it's not up to just one old cranky stepdad to do it.
Right.
You know, there are many banks involved and money being made.
Right.
Because it's just this wild that at the end of the day, everything's just about how long can we get this motherfucker to stare at this by any means necessary. And if that means we trigger some kind of societal collapse, then so be it. But we're going to damn sure get them with that watch time.
Yeah. Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
Is trending because Yvette Nicole Brown's recipe for tuna salad is drawing some criticism.
Yeah. She was talking about potato salad, and someone asked her about tuna salad, and she said her recipe is solid albacore tuna, relish, Miracle Whip, hard-boiled egg, salt, lots of pepper. And I said, egg? I said, Miracle Whip? I said, fucking relish? Relish?
Yeah.
No. Let's just keep it simple. You know, I understand there are a lot of people who had other really interesting, like, recipes. But for me personally, because that shit is going on a sandwich or, like, a, you know, tuna melt, what have you. Yeah, I can't have all that other shit in there.
You're just straight mayo on tuna?
I'll do Kewpie mayo, Japanese mayonnaise. I'll do white pepper, a little bit of salt. The mayonnaise brings enough salt quality to it. I don't typically over-salt it. And then very finely, if I want to, very finely cut like green onion. I'll kind of sprinkle that in there just to kick it up a notch. But other than that, I just keep it real simple.
I like a little mustard thrown in. You ever fuck with tuna with a little mustard?
I do that with my egg salad.
I actually think this sounds great. I am a fan of Miracle Whip. I don't mind.
You like Miracle Whip?
I do. Yeah.
It's so sweet.
Yeah, it's my grandma used to make turkey sandwiches that had like big old hunks of red onion, turkey, and then Miracle Whip. And I don't like red onion, and I don't like Miracle Whip, and but I don't particularly like turkey.
This delivery vehicle, it's the best
for you? It was the best. And it's almost definitely just because it was my grandma making it for me. I was like 5 years old. It was like I only got it at her like house by the shore. So like it was just a sense memory, but I will still fuck with Miracle Whip.
It's funny. My grandmother also made a turkey sandwich that I loved, but she would make it on like that fucking like 900, like 15 grain bread.
Right.
Then I'm like, I'm like, it's just all fucking weird and crunchy and shit. But like to your point, with the grandmother's love, I was like, it's my favorite sandwich.
Yeah.
And I remember anytime I would never eat 12 grain bread or wheat bread as a kid, and only in that very narrow context. But she would use Best Foods mayonnaise on that shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to grandmas. All right. That is going to do it for us this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.